Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
Oh, you don't look too happy, Carmen. What's wrong?
Our bank statement. That's what's wrong, Steve. Look, this is the money coming into the account, and there's more going out. We're spending too much, and we have to do something about it.
Yes, I was thinking the same. And not getting a pay rise this year doesn't help. We'll have to cut down on things a bit. Hold on, there was an article in that magazine the other day about how to save money.
Is it this you're looking for? There are quite a lot of really good ideas. Apart from a few obvious ones and a few stupid ones, most of them are perfect for us. Did you read the article?
Yes, of course. The first suggestion is about reducing energy bills. Well, we shouldn't have the heating so high, and we should turn things off at night. I feel bad about leaving the computer on, and there's that outside light too.
Yes, you're right about that. And what about the phone? Did you see the bill last month?
Well, you know why that is. Jamie's on the phone all the time to his friends. That has to stop.
But he's got his mobile.
Yes, but that can be expensive as well. And we pay for it because he's got no money. I'm going to change his mobile phone deal as soon as I can. And we have to put a limit on his use of the house phone.
OK. Now, one of the most important areas is food shopping.
Uh-oh. I know what's coming now.
Well, you go to the supermarket and always buy the same things, whether we need them or not. Sometimes we've got the things already, and on the other hand, when we need something like washing powder, you don't buy any.
I know, but that's often because of the special 3-for-2 offers as well.
Yes, but you have to decide if we actually need 3. You're not saving any money if we end up throwing the stuff away.
You're right.
And if you make a shopping list and only buy what's on the list, then you're not going to buy lots of things we don't really need. When did you last write a list?
Okay, you're right. We'll start doing that. Maybe we should go to the local market too, especially for fruit and vegetables. It's a lot cheaper in the market.
And another thing, you love cooking. Ready-made meals are very nice and are great if you don't have much time. But they cost a lot more than home-cooked meals. Besides, they're much nicer and healthier. So, we should plan our meals for the week and then make a shopping list.
Okay, I've got another idea. We've got all those channels on the television that we don't really use because we're so busy. Have you seen how much they cost? Well, we can cut them. It's only films and football, and I hardly ever get a chance to watch.
But what about Jamie? He watches TV a lot.
Jamie's leaving home at the end of the year, remember? He's going to university.
Yes, I suppose so. And you know what? It means we can get a smaller car, one that doesn't use so much fuel.
Good idea. All this sounds like a lot of time and hard work just to save some money. But I suppose it's necessary.
Of course it is, Steve. We can't go on like this.
Oh, you don't look too happy, Carmen. What's wrong?
Our bank statement. That's what's wrong, Steve. Look, this is the money coming into the account, and there's more going out. We're spending too much, and we have to do something about it.
Yes, I was thinking the same. And not getting a pay rise this year doesn't help. We'll have to cut down on things a bit. Hold on, there was an article in that magazine the other day about how to save money.
Is it this you're looking for? There are quite a lot of really good ideas. Apart from a few obvious ones and a few stupid ones, most of them are perfect for us. Did you read the article?
Yes, of course. The first suggestion is about reducing energy bills. Well, we shouldn't have the heating so high, and we should turn things off at night. I feel bad about leaving the computer on, and there's that outside light too.
Yes, you're right about that. And what about the phone? Did you see the bill last month?
Well, you know why that is. Jamie's on the phone all the time to his friends. That has to stop.
But he's got his mobile.
Yes, but that can be expensive as well. And we pay for it because he's got no money. I'm going to change his mobile phone deal as soon as I can. And we have to put a limit on his use of the house phone.
OK. Now, one of the most important areas is food shopping.
Uh-oh. I know what's coming now.
Well, you go to the supermarket and always buy the same things, whether we need them or not. Sometimes we've got the things already, and on the other hand, when we need something like washing powder, you don't buy any.
I know, but that's often because of the special 3-for-2 offers as well.
Yes, but you have to decide if we actually need 3. You're not saving any money if we end up throwing the stuff away.
You're right.
And if you make a shopping list and only buy what's on the list, then you're not going to buy lots of things we don't really need. When did you last write a list?
Okay, you're right. We'll start doing that. Maybe we should go to the local market too, especially for fruit and vegetables. It's a lot cheaper in the market.
And another thing, you love cooking. Ready-made meals are very nice and are great if you don't have much time. But they cost a lot more than home-cooked meals. Besides, they're much nicer and healthier. So, we should plan our meals for the week and then make a shopping list.
Okay, I've got another idea. We've got all those channels on the television that we don't really use because we're so busy. Have you seen how much they cost? Well, we can cut them. It's only films and football, and I hardly ever get a chance to watch.
But what about Jamie? He watches TV a lot.
Jamie's leaving home at the end of the year, remember? He's going to university.
Yes, I suppose so. And you know what? It means we can get a smaller car, one that doesn't use so much fuel.
Good idea. All this sounds like a lot of time and hard work just to save some money. But I suppose it's necessary.
Of course it is, Steve. We can't go on like this.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.